You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. We're now joined by Don Day. He's a day weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon.
Please start today for me with the weather forecast for right here across the United States, in particular for the Midwest.
Well, we have not been as cold. We've had a little bit of relief, although we've just saw a very strong storm system go through the east central plains, just off the east slopes of the Rockies and through the upper Midwest. That system now all the way into the upper Great Lakes and New England moving on out. We will see some warmer temperatures developing here during the second half of the week into the weekend. In fact, a really nice warm-up is coming our way as we get into Thursday, Friday, and especially over the weekend. And while we do see maybe at the end of the weekend a little bit of shower activity, it looks like the majority of the weather will be to our northeast and to our west for a few days.
Now turn your attention to Brazil and Argentina. There have been some problems, of course, in the southern part of South America. Can you give us an update?
The South American weather has changed a little bit. And when we take a look at what's coming over the next 10 days, drier weather returning to Argentina. While short-term, there's going to be some showers in the northern and northwest growing areas. They are going to trend drier. The active pattern that is developing in Brazil is going to continue that way. So for the growing areas of Brazil, rain chances look good, nothing excessive, starting to dry out again in Argentina.
And finally, turn your attention to Ukraine. Russia in particular may be concerned about the winter wheat crop there, snow cover, and the impact of the winter weather.
Russia, at least the western areas of Russia and eastern areas of Europe, enjoying a little bit of a respite from the recent cold weather. Temperatures going to be warming up a little bit, but there's also going to be, with the warmer weather, a little bit of rain and snow coming on in. So the prospects for precipitation for eastern Europe, Russia, in the short term, not looking bad. The areas that are going to be drier or more down towards Italy, down towards portions of southwest areas of Russia, while the central and northern areas, while warmer, will get a little bit of precipitation.
Don Day is with Day Weather. He's from Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. Do visit our website. The address there is willag.org. That's willag.org. A couple of things of note on the website. There is an interesting story that you heard earlier in the day, and you can see the video version of this one on the website called Bad Weather Rising with Scott Irwin. That's the discussion you heard earlier in this program, and you can see the video side of that if you want to hear Scott again and what he has to say. And also, I posted there the drought monitor map that I put into the weekend newsletter. You can subscribe to that newsletter on our website at willag.org. The drought monitor map shows not only this year's January drought monitor map, but those maps from 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and last year as well. And I've superimposed upon them the national average corn yield for each of those years. So the idea here is to take a look at the drought monitor and see if there really is any corresponding look at the marketplace and prices and final yield. And frankly, there's not, but this is a bit of proof. You can see that at willag.org. I'm Todd Gleason.